January 6, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
But your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they stopped to think if they should.
This evening I want to speak with you about an attack by the government of Iraq against the United States and the actions we have just taken to respond. This past April, the Kuwaiti government uncovered what they suspected was a car bombing plot to assassinate former President George Bush while he was visiting Kuwait City. The Kuwaiti authorities arrested 16 suspects, including two Iraqi nationals. Following those arrests, I ordered our own intelligence and law enforcement agencies to conduct a thorough and independent investigation.
Oh, Dutch boy exterior paint. Look at Kmart's price.
Yeah, and it comes in a flat set and a gloss finish. We can paint the house with one coat.
Great. Whose coat should we use, yours or mine?
Who makes those?
Charbroil.
What do they cook with?
Gas.
How many models?
Two burner or three.
How's the price?
Low. He knows Kmart always has low prices. He just enjoys grilling me.
The Kuwait first day blowout continues with free mini gas flat by Mattel. Everyone can get a free mini gas when you come to KB. Just bring the back of your Kuwait Burst offering six pack to any KB toy store and get your free mini gas. Then you can save it. See if you have the one number that matches the winning number all announced on this channel Saturday morning, July 31st for the Grand Prize-O-Rama, including a Super NES video game starring you. Happy birthday!
For rules and a no-purchase game, panel right game PO Box 7000, Melville, New York, 11775. Void where prohibited.
Jurassic Park.
We've made living biological attractions so astounding that they'll capture the imagination of the entire planet.
The most phenomenal discovery of our time.
How'd you do this?
Becomes the greatest adventure of all time.
Can I touch it?
Sure.
Universal Pictures presents.
You feel that?
Hold on to your butts.
A Steven Spielberg film.
This is a feeling all over the park.
Yeah, that's nice. Gotta go.
An adventure.
Look out! Go!
I can't get Jurassic Park back online.
65 million years in the making. Jurassic Park.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Be Nostalgic. I'm Beatrice Lopez, and I'm joined by my co-host, Andrew Nana Threehorn McGuire.
Hello!
So we just watched Jurassic Park!
We did!
And Andrew's confused!
Yes, I am.
Why are you so confused?
Not a three-horned. Yes, that's what they call me, Andrew Nana Threehorn.
Yes, because that is your famous line from childhood, when a teacher or someone said it was called the three-horn, and you said, it's not a three-horn, it's Triceratops.
That's right. Yeah, I'm told that I knew a lot about dinosaurs when I was a kid. I don't remember that. I remember, actually, I was going to try to find it, but then I realized I cleaned out the office and put everything in totes in the basement, so it's probably in the basement. Probably. But I wrote a book about dinosaurs in, like, kindergarten.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see that dinosaur book.
Yeah, and it's not good. It's just, like, they're reptiles, and they lay eggs. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't really feel like I knew a lot about dinosaurs. I feel like...
Well, it was a product of the times. You were a product of the times. Who knew that they actually were closely related to birds? I mean... Well, with the movies that we had portrayed them more like large lizards. So, yeah. It's understandable.
Yeah.
And now for my synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, it's brief.
Yes.
Old eccentric rich guy, underpays employees, grandchildren suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's a good summary. I think that's the end of the podcast, because that's exactly what it is. Okay, bye everybody.
John Hammond is the true villain of the movie. Fight me on this. I dare you.
Yeah, I mean.
No, don't. I'm afraid to fight.
There is that, like, that theory that he's a clone too, and he's not the bad guy. He's just the front man.
Oh, because the. B.D. Wong, the actor who played the guy who was with the eggs. I don't know his character name. I just know his actor name.
Right.
B.D.
Yep.
So he's the mastermind behind everything because he's so knowledgeable. I mean, John Hamm, he doesn't do anything. I've never seen him actually dig anything up or do any kind of scientific research. I just know he's rich and eccentric.
He's rich, he's eccentric. We don't know what he does or how he made his fortune. We do know he has a reservation in Kenya. But I do want to say, we were talking before recording, that we both have very specific memories of going to see this movie in theaters.
Aww, memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember watching it when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and I went to the North Attleboro Showcase Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a fossil in the parking lot, and it was super cool. And I wanted to be a paleontologist after that.
Mm-hmm. I remember, so this movie came out in 93, and Aladdin came out in 92. So I have a fuzzy memory of seeing Aladdin in theaters, but I don't know if that's true or if... I'm just, you know, one of those false memories you have where you're remembering something else as that. But Jurassic Park is one of the first movies, if not the first movie I remember seeing in theaters.
There's like a real, like, I don't want to say a scandal, but there's something here in play. False memories? Not everyone has false memories.
Everyone has false memories.
What?
You convince yourself of something, or when you were a kid, you remember something one way, but if you actually were to go back there, because of your perception, it's not what you think.
Oh, okay. I just remembered a false memory.
Yeah.
In Freddy Krueger, I thought he stuck his hand in the toilet, up from the toilet, but it was actually a bathtub.
Yeah. So something like that. And that's where the Mandela effect comes in, is because people don't want to admit that their memories are wrong sometimes.
I was afraid to use the toilet for a lot of my child life.
Yeah, and I was scared to go into the basement because of that episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? So, you know, with the giant doll.
I was so constipated.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Probably. I mean, you can avoid going to the basement.
Mm.
The bathroom is something else.
Yeah, well.
So I guess everybody has false memories.
Yeah.
Not really just a clone?
No, I mean, you could be, and they implant the memories in your head. You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
It's like Last Thursdayism.
Yeah, like Last Thursday. Like, what happened last Thursday? I don't remember.
So Last Thursdayism is this belief, and nobody actually believes it. It's just like a theoretical thing. That everything popped into existence last Thursday, and all your memories, everything, were all created last Thursday.
And I would believe that because I literally have no idea what happened last Thursday.
Well, I don't know. let's see, it's Monday. So if we go back.
Thursday.
Well, Thursday usually work is your long
Day. I work late, yes.
Yeah, so
okay.
It wouldn't really be. It would just be work all
that
day.
That was creepy. I thought something happened.
Just blocking it out.
So back to the movie we actually watched. And it's not a false memory. We did watch it twice.
Yes.
And of course, like, the third time would have been when we first actually watched it.
Yes.
As children. So, upon watching this, my MVP star of the movie.
Yep.
And you can choose your own.
Okay.
Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
Steals the show.
Yeah. No, he's pretty good in this.
I enjoyed his weird, creepy ways.
Yeah. Wayne Knight, I think.
What? Dennis?
Yeah.
Dennis is he's like the second villain.
Yeah.
He's the second villain. Like, you would say main villain, but I say second villain. It's not his fault. He does a good job. He should be paid a living wage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not getting an argument for me. So Hammond has a lot of problems with this. So we do know.
Oh no! There it is. It's John Hammond. Come back.
My phone fell. Dennis Nedry is betraying him because he's not being paid enough. But the problem is, there's two problems. One, I want to know how much he's being paid, because this really should be like running security on this should probably make you a millionaire.
Yeah.
And he's only getting $1.5 million from the opposing company, so he's definitely making less than that.
Oh, way less than that.
But also, do they have that restaurant on the island, or is that a different island that he goes to? Because I feel that if you have living dinosaurs, that's your big breakthrough.
Yep.
That you're hiding on this island.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why would you let your workers leave the island?
I feel think like it's the same island.
But then how's this? I don't know. I guess
it's just a big island.
Yeah.
It's math.
Yeah, I just feel like there should be. Well, we know they don't have good security, so he skimped on security. Is all I'm gonna say.
Well, yeah, because he didn't even want to pay the grieving family of that worker that died.
Nope.
Who was killed by one of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, in the first scene, which I forgot that first scene.
I know. You're trying not to think about that. So the lawyer came because of that.
Yeah.
And he's all like, ugh, this lawyer. Someone died. I guess there has to be blah. Why are they doing this to me? Like, his daughter's going through a divorce. And now he has to deal with this, you know, investigation into homicide. Like, I guess it's really rough on him right now.
Negligence. Yeah. I mean,
that resulted in homicide.
Results in death. Homicide is deliberate killing.
I feel like he put their lives in danger.
At best, that's manslaughter.
Yeah.
But I would say it's negligence resulting in death.
They don't even have any, like, protective equipment. They're just in...
They had a hard hat. Yeah, they don't have body armor. They don't have anything. They just have, like, cattle prods.
Yeah, like, that's going to do anything.
And the, like, locking mechanism barely works because the raptors just knock it loose.
Yes, and it was easily shown how bad it is in the ride.
Yep.
When they're watching the video,
mm-hmm.
The poorly made video with the weird DNA guy.
Mr. DNA!
Yeah, Mr. DNA.
Not to be confused with Dr. DNA.
I know. Ian, right?
Yep.
Easily, like, pulls up the lap bar so he can go...
Well, the three of them push it together.
Still, it's...
But I'm saying... But no, I'm agreeing with you. They easily break the ride.
Yeah, they easily break the ride.
In his version of the carousel of progress.
Yes, in his version of the carousel of progress, which he thought they... being actual, like, professional experts in this field would enjoy watching something that they've already known for years, probably. About DNA having billions of strands of...
Well...
Oh, in a drop of blood. Mm. It's like, it's so boring. I mean, why? This is, like, for kids. Why does he think that they would want to just sit and watch? They're going to want to go and actually have hands-on experience.
Mm-hmm.
Touch the eggs, see the little DNA things, touch the dinosaurs. And he thinks that they just want to go on a little ride and look at them from afar.
So here's a question. At Disney, they have some videos like this and like intro rides and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
where they have a cast member interacting with a video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John Hammond has it where he's interacting with a clone of himself.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be in the official park.
Yeah.
Is he going to hire someone to dress up as him? Because he's not going to just sit there all day doing the same spiel every time.
Oh, I'm assuming he would have to have somebody who is doing that. Because, why? Unless he's, like, Walt Disney-ing this.
Yeah.
Was Walt Disney actually there at every day?
He was there a lot. But he wasn't usually... He would usually be interacting with the rides. So if you... And seeing how the customers, visitors were experiencing things.
Oh.
There's a story in, I don't know if it's in The Disney Way or The Wisdom of Walt, both great books.
I've got to read one of them.
Well, I have both of them on my bookshelf.
Oh, okay.
One of them he brings up when he went on the Jungle Cruise. He got really, really mad at one of the cast members.
Oh, no.
Because they were really busy that day. So the cast member was skipping jokes and lines to get the ride done faster.
Oh, no.
And they're like, oh, well, I'm getting the line down quicker. So I'm getting more people through the ride. And he's like, no. If they'll wait because they want the experience.
That is true.
But everyone needs to have the same exact experience. That's the point of it.
Oh, So you think John Hammond would be?
No, I was just saying, like, that was just a famous story of Walt, because you asked if Walt was around. I think Hammond would be walking around too, but he wouldn't be just doing this ride. He would probably be, I don't know, interacting with people in the shops and gift shops and other rides. Because he does say they're going to have other rides in the future.
Yeah. So his dream, right, mm-hmm. if we're, like, really delving into this and just, like, psychologically, like, getting into his head, he is doing this out of a deep-seated need to fulfill a fantasy of tricking people with illusions.
Well, his thing was he has a need to... Not trick people with illusions. He wanted it to be real.
Real. With realism as opposed to illusions.
Yeah, because his big speech about why he made the dinosaurs was because he wanted them to be real because he used to have a flea circus, which everyone would pretend they could see the fleas, but they weren't there, obviously.
Doesn't he see that he succeeded in creating those nostalgic memories without the need of bloodshed?
Yeah.
I would like to go see a flea circus. I would think it's cute.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a dinosaur park where I could possibly be killed or maimed.
Well, it's pretty popular once they go to Jurassic World.
I know. It's funny how, like, no matter how many deaths or casualties or things or bad stuff that happens, they keep making more parks.
Yeah, they keep trying it.
They keep trying it, like... Oh, this one. But they don't even, like, make it less bad. They make it even worse by creating bigger, badder dinosaurs.
Yes. One that turns invisible?
Yeah. Why?
I mean, I know that's Jurassic World and not Jurassic Park, but they make one that's invisible. It's supposed to be a dinosaur you can see, and they make it invisible.
What's the purpose of an invisible dinosaur, an invisible threat?
Yeah.
Everything that's good about it, you know, being able to see a dinosaur, take pictures and stuff, is gone. But the threat of maybe someone come behind you and just bam, you're gone, you're dead, because you're a snack now.
Yeah, and so he says, oh, this nature reserve, actually he calls it a bioreserve, which is important because it is not a nature reserve because it is not reserving the actual nature on the island. He's creating a new ecosystem.
That's right. He doesn't even know that the plants there are toxic to the dinosaurs.
Right? The berries are. But, what's her name? Sadler.
Sadler?
Yeah.
The woman.
Yes, the woman. I forgot her first name. But Sadler is looking at the leaf saying the leaf is extinct. The plants are extinct,
yes,
too.
They're using extinct plants. Oh, it's Ellie.
Ellie, okay. How did they get the DNA for the plants?
Yeah, how did they... From their poop? From coprolites? That's fossilized poop.
Oh, well, maybe.
We can only assume.
We're going to have to assume that, because that's the only thing that makes sense.
From coprolites.
Mm-hmm. See, there you go. You just solved that.
I solved it. See?
So what he wants to do is he wants to make Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. But with dinosaurs.
Exactly.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Because he wants the zoo part, but he also wants rides and everything else. So, yeah, he wants exactly that. He wants the Animal Kingdom. But we were saying this. You could have, people would be like, oh my God, real life dinosaurs, without having meat eaters.
Yeah.
Without having carnivores.
You don't need Tyrannosaurus Rex or raptors.
Mm-hmm.
Although, maybe if you had just kept the raptors, but the actual size raptors.
Yeah, because raptors are tiny.
Yeah, they're not that big.
Right.
Or, and they also can't open doors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the
heck. Well, I guess that's based on the fact that supposedly raptors were very smart.
Ah, yes. Although, there is clever footage of a seagull gaining access into a store to steal a bag of chips.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that one was smart.
Yeah, YouTube that.
Yeah, YouTube that. It's funny. Clever girl is what they say in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that guy's name.
Hammond, not Hammond.
You know, the rough, tough guy.
The hunter.
The hunter guy.
Yeah.
He tried to save that guy in the beginning. He was trying to grab onto his arm or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like he's in charge of security. Like
not
physical
doing a great
security.
Job.
No.
No. It's unfortunate.
Although I feel like he kind of said, like, I'm the only one who's trying to say this is a bad idea.
Yeah, they're really understaffed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dennis was the whole of the cybersecurity.
Yeah. And Samuel L. Jackson.
Who didn't know any of his codes or whatever?
Nope.
Like, what if Dennis didn't... He was a model, like, worker, employee. Yeah. What if one day he was just sick and he was out for, like, a couple of weeks? What would happen? They'd be screwed.
He is a rock star, not being treated like a rock star.
Exactly.
That is from one of the other books I read on leadership.
Aww.
Hammond is bad at leading.
He is. He's super bad at leading. And he also, like, makes light of his situation, his financial situation.
Mm.
He could be, like, really sick.
Yeah.
Like a Breaking Bad situation.
Yeah.
Where he's battling cancer and he
I don't
needs
care
the
about,
money.
Yeah, I don't care about your financial issues. They are yours.
Yeah. That's a horrible, like, work environment.
Yeah. Good. So I think eat the rich, you know?
I know. And in the middle of the movie where he does do that speech, right? And his grandchildren are in, like, dire...
peril.
Yeah, dire peril. Because, you know, the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs.
Yeah.
He's eating ice cream. Because it might melt.
Yeah.
But, you know, your grandchildren are, like, somewhere else...
Yeah.
Any grandparent would be out there looking for their grandchildren, right? Am I the only one who would be out there, you know?
I'm just not sure if he knows what he can do. Like, I mean, he's got a cane. I mean, he, like, can't really walk.
Look, I think he's similar in age to Liam Neeson, and we all know what he does whenever his...
Pees himself?
What? What are you talking? Liam Neeson?
Oh, I'm going to show you some pictures later.
No. No, because Taken. Taken.
Yes, I know what you're going for. Yes.
Wherever you are, I'll find you. Mm-hmm. And I'll kill you. That is Liam Neeson. That's how you react when your kids or grandchildren are in danger. You don't just sit there eating ice cream and talking about a flea circus. What? No. Maybe John Hammond would have peed himself. What? Love that. What? There's like 20 separate... What?
Yeah.
Photos. Oh, no. Oh, no. Why? Why is this happening? No. I think everybody has accidents sometimes, and we shouldn't...
Yeah,
you
I know.
You have to send me that.
Yeah.
Because I need to find out who's spreading this misinformation about Liam Neeson.
I'm just saying, Hammond is definitely not Liam Neeson.
Okay. Well, he should have done something because his grandchildren out there. He doesn't care about his workers, but at least care about your blood, you know, your family.
Like, they can't take a helicopter?
Yeah, there's plenty of helicopters.
Or is it because of the storm they can't fly?
I'm pretty sure it's because of the storm, but that was... I mean, this is a tropical area.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis had poor planning on his part. I mean, he should have looked at the forecast.
Yeah.
He only gave himself a 18-minute window as to do this whole...
18 minutes to get the samples.
Yes. But then there was another just 15 minutes to get that sample to the courier or whatever.
Oh, I thought it was to 18 minutes to get the samples without being caught by, like, cameras or anything.
Oh, yeah, it was 18 minutes, but then it was just 15 minutes extra to get it to that guy.
Oh, was it 6:45 when he got him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they would have waited. They wanted that. 10 years of research?
No, because of the weather.
Yeah.
The guy said he had to leave.
Hmm. Well, I mean, he's just bad at planning, too.
Well,
Dennis. Dennis, like you said.
Yeah, Dennis is really bad at planning. I would have looked at the forecast.
Hmm.
I would have been like, oh, this is a bad time. This is the rainy season. Let's wait a week or so.
Also, nothing on the island was built with weather in mind?
No, nothing.
So, I don't, like... Where's the architect? Get the architect on board here. Where is he?
Where is this guy?
He forgot the books.
Mm-mm. What does that mean?
Oh, that architecture story from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, right.
I don't know if it's true.
The weight of the books.
Yeah.
The weight of the books.
Made the library sink.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a true story or not.
They didn't account for the weight of the books.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a wonderful sentiment because they didn't account for the weight of the dinosaurs and how strong they are and how they could easily go through the fencing.
Yeah.
When the electricity isn't on.
Right?
And the threat of jolt. Well, you know, it's one jolt, right? It was enough to send that little boy flying.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
But these dinosaurs are way bigger than that kid, and he kind of got up after, like, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, his heart stopped, and they had to do CPR. But they're also not, like, but to your point, the hunter, what's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you looked
his
it
name
up.
Is Hunter.
Hunter. So Hunter Man, he says the raptors have been testing the
fences.
Clever
girl guy. Clever girl guy.
Yeah, clever
he
girl
says
guy.
That.
Yeah, he says they've been testing the fence. So they probably have been getting shocked, but they are waiting to not get shocked.
Oh. So, like, they've been shocked multiple times, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what, like, and they say that they're smart.
Yeah.
What if they just have, like, okay, you dinosaur with the heavy armored head,
yeah,
you just, like, barrel through it. Once it's knocked down, we won't have to touch the shocky thing anymore.
Yeah.
And then they just all, like, run out.
I think it's probably more of a shock than that.
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't want to touch something that kept hurting me.
Well, like, I don't know. They went through a lot of stuff. They've been extinct.
Yeah.
Like, they've been through everything. So okay, they don't care anymore.
Well, I mean, they're smart. I don't know if they're, like, we know our history smart.
But they've made it canon that they are smart. Yeah. So I'm going by the movie's logic.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, smart and tactical, like primates.
Using tools.
Yeah. Like, we're primates. But, yeah. I mean, but, like chimpanzees or gorillas, they don't have, like, a concept of the past, but they can, like, plan an attack, like, an attack and stuff. Which is what they do. They exactly. communicate and they fan out.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm not a movie person in the sense of, ooh, this camera shot, that camera shot, this wide angle, that lens, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the grammar of movies well enough to be like, oh, I enjoy watching this movie, but I would never be able to explain it. I'm just going to throw it out there. If anyone really wants to know a really good breakdown of the raptor in the kitchen scene.
Oh, yeah.
Director Piece Theater from the Small Beans Network podcast. Look for that Jurassic Park episode.
Mm-hmm.
They really break it down and how, for that segment, it's shot like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was also going to say that the girl was also number two for the MVP slot.
Mm-hmm.
Very good acting on her part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
I thought so. It's hard to be scared when maybe there's not something to be scared of is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Against a green screen or whatever.
Well, I mean, this movie had very, very, very little CGI. Like, the whole point was...
Oh, there was, like, a lot of, like, practical stuff?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things. That's one of the reasons it holds up is because they used animatronics, not...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, I still think she was good.
They used autoerotic.
No. That it was the lawyer. The lawyer. Why?
Are they real or are they
autoerotic? Animatronic? No. Oh, you're a lawyer though. See, they write these characters like they have professions, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a lawyer. You do a lot of reading to become a lawyer. Yeah. There's so many books you have to read. He can't figure out animatronic.
Yeah.
It's for a joke. I get it. But still.
I mean, it might not have ever entered his wheelhouse.
It couldn't have.
He's a straight-up business guy. Like, he is very straight-laced. He's probably never been to a theme park.
See, then there's the other side of the coin. The young girl who's a hacker, right? Mm-hmm. A computer hacker, not like a nerd.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be called a nerd.
Yeah.
But she can't figure out carnivore. I mean, she knows vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because she is vegetarian.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're weird. I don't know. I don't know if that's present in the book. I don't know if that's directly lifting dialogue from the book.
I don't know either. I feel like Michael Crichton would have.
Because I do know that Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park is a lot more detailed.
Yeah, because he really got into the science of it.
Mm-hmm. But...
And this was directed by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't mention that. Oh, John Williams.
John Williams did the soundtrack. Oh, I love that music. It always takes me back.
Yeah.
Like seeing the majestic dinosaurs.
Right.
But then Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom ruins it by then. Oh, I can't even spoilers.
Okay, so here's my one big complaint about this movie.
Okay. Just one?
Yes.
Okay.
That, well, I mean, I could nitpick out little things, but this genuinely bothers me.
Okay.
Is that the geography of the movie makes no sense.
Hmm.
He looks at the brontosauruses and the herbivores at the beginning.
Yes, he does.
Where they look and see those people, those dinosaurs, he then looks in that direction and it's like a completely different scene.
Because
then you see the watering hole and all the other dinosaurs. And the other one that And that might just be like, oh, the angles are a little different, so you see this part of the scene versus that part of the scene. The one where it really stands out,
yeah,
is there's no cliff. There's no cliff.
There's no cliff.
Or wall at the T-Rex's habitat.
Oh.
It's just, it doesn't exist. It's not there until they decide they need to get rid of the car and they push it down this ravine that's on the side of the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was probably an oversight on their part.
Yeah, I believe that someone had once said there was a deleted scene where they actually move, like, are able to move on a little further before they get there, or vice versa, or something else, or there's a reason there's a cliff there in that scene, but it isn't there in the other part of the scene.
It's weird.
Like, it's two different things they put together.
Please, somebody look into this and validate.
Or I'm just crazy.
theory.
Yeah.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
But I did notice a few other things.
Sure.
Well, the Jell-O jiggling. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't really make any sense. Obviously, she was scared, but I always thought it was the dinosaur's footprints, the sound and the vibration of that, that made the Jell-O move.
Foreshadowing that the T-Rex was coming too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, obviously, besides the dinosaur's lacking feathers and all of that, it's just not plausible. I read up, and I know I'm crushing everybody's dreams, that when you get the blood sample, the tiny, tiny microscopic blood sample from the amberized mosquito, it's just too old. You can't do anything with it.
Yeah, that DNA is going to have been broken down.
Yeah, it's just not possible. And also, why? Why do you want to bring... I mean, they wouldn't be the same. Right? When you bring them back. Like, if I was going to do something like that, right? It would be to the greats that came, like, get the DNA sample of Frida Kahlo. I want to see her walking around, but she's not going to be the same person.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't have gone through that tragic bus accident that would send that metal rod into her, causing all the pain and suffering. She wouldn't have been in the hospital taking that time to paint, right? See, there's like all these things that had to have happened for her to be the artist that we all remember. So
yeah,
bringing things back is not gonna, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah. And we know that bringing dinosaurs back is bad based on the other movie that came out around this time.
Right.
The movie you haven't seen that we'll watch.
Because I was telling Andrew, obviously, the one thing that John Hammond got right was, let's have this isolated on an island. So, you know, if they ever did get out, they wouldn't be able to, it would cut down on the death rate of civilians. So let's say if it happened in New York, I mean, that would be interesting, right? It would be like, oh no, there's a T-Rex in Times Square. I mean, that's logically, why would you build a theme park like that in New York, where there's so many edible snacks walking around?
Yeah.
But no, he did it on the island, which was smart. But then Andrew told me that there was a movie that actually did do the dinosaurs in New York.
It's called We're Back.
We're Back. So they made that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And were there casualties?
So We're Back. There's the.
Oh, well, they look like cute dinosaurs. Never mind. They're not gonna kill anyone. They're probably gonna have like cute little stories and dance and sing.
Yeah, it's a kids' movie. But there is one point where the bad guy hypnotizes them to make them all feral dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
So then, and puts them in a circus, and they start rampaging.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's the climax, and then they have to, like, be like, no, you're not hypnotized. I don't remember the movie. It was a bad, like, even as a kid, I thought it was a bad movie. But it's a movie that exists.
It does exist. And if you are too scared to watch Jurassic Park, but you want to have the joy of watching dinosaurs, but you're not a baby, so you won't watch Barney, right?
Yeah.
Sorry if you enjoyed Barney. You can watch We're Back,
which came out November of this year as well.
But if also you're a fan of animatronics and you like dinosaurs, there's also the TV show called Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Which ends very happy.
It's such a wonderful and tragically happy, kind of makes sense, realistic ending to the series that has only two seasons. Is it two seasons or one?
I don't know how many seasons it has. But its ending, they literally just were like, well, let's make this as final as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's dinosaurs. We know how it ends because we're in 2021. So we know how it ends. Like, the aliens of the future will be like, we know how human beings ended.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the year 5,364.
Four seasons.
They had four seasons. Obviously, global warming totally effed them up. That's what the aliens would say in their language.
Right.
4,000 years from now, maybe, actually. It's probably a lot sooner than that. So, that is my environmental lesson of the moment.
Yes.
Did you not have an MVP actor that you have chosen?
Oh, I said Wayne Knight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We hardly even talked about Wayne Knight.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, he plays, you know, the swarmy, slimy bad guy.
He plays, it's just, he gets a bad rap because people want to hate on him,
mm-hmm.
but it's not his fault. John Hammond created this evil death hole.
It's half and half.
It's all his fault.
Taking my real life politics out of it. I mean, yeah, he should have paid a better wage, but we don't know how much he was getting paid. Like I said, we do know it's less than $1.5 million because that's how much the other people are offering him.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
But I have to assume that he was paying him at least six figures.
True.
And again, I don't feel like they were commuting there, so probably free room and lodge. And so here, okay. So if we're going to talk about John Hammond as a terrible capitalist...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He definitely would have had to have people living on the island to work there, right?
Yeah, he hired the people who were just living there.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if he wanted more people, they would have to actually go live there.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't actually fly people down to live there. He hired the native people.
Yeah. But we don't see any workers there besides...
The beginning scene. You saw all those guys. And then when the lawyer came and the digger was there, I'm pretty sure all of them are native to that island.
I guess, but they're all... So I get... Okay, I'll go with that. But they're a paleontologist crew. They're a digger crew.
Yeah.
And we guess there, I guess there's people that work at the dock. But beyond that, we don't see anyone else. There's like five people that work at this place.
Well, we know it's understaffed.
Yeah. Two
it's
security people.
Understaffed.
The control room does not have all the controls. Like, you have to run across the compound to do
the
electricity.
For the manual shutdowns, yeah. It wasn't planned well.
It wasn't.
It really wasn't.
Mm-mm. Not really the movie, but was Dinosaur... See, Dinosaur was never... Like, Jurassic Park was never Disney.
No, it wasn't. It's Steven Spielberg.
Or it doesn't.
Has well, he ever they had a falling out with Disney.
Oh. But Dinosaur in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
That building.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that building looks exactly like the Jurassic Park building.
It kind of does.
Was it supposed to be Jurassic Park originally? And they're like, oh, like, we can't do that, so we'll just make it a dinosaur ride anyway?
Well, let me see.
Yeah.
Well, I think there is Jurassic Park rides in Universal.
Yes. But that's why I'm like, I don't know, the building looks too
perhaps
much the same.
Perhaps they're just competing.
Yeah.
Like Six Flags and...
Oh, I guess Walking with Dinosaurs is a thing Disney did that wasn't like that popular.
Yeah, they had a lot of dinosaur movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dinosaur Land is probably the weakest part of Animal Kingdom.
I don't know. I mean, Pandora is definitely the best part.
Well, I mean, Dinosaur just kind of feels like an afterthought. It's like a carnival side show attraction.
Oh, yeah. That was a weird area.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, well, now we're just at one of those cheesy carnivals.
Yeah. Every City USA carnival or whatever.
Yeah.
Dino City USA, whatever it is. I don't know. I think most of what's been said about this movie has already been said. I don't want to, like, retread what other people have already said about it, but...
I know. We've basically said everything there is to say.
So, let's see.
The next movie is...
Yes. Let's see. Yeah. Stupid update.
I already know what the next movie is.
Oh, good.
Because it's going to happen on the week of my birthday.
Nice.
Why, you forgot? What the?
No, I didn't. It's just that my notes have been rearranged with the update, so.
Oh, was there an update to the phone?
Yes. So I got confused at where I was. Ah.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Clark is right here looking at the... Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. So did
Clark
I.
is scratching at the papers.
Yeah.
So, the next movie, and I hope Ray tries to figure it out, I'm sure. Ray will figure it out.
Right Ray, now. Ray, we put so much pressure on you to listen every week.
You have to. Please.
She does send me a message with a guess every time. So, awesome. She does listen, but I feel bad.
I know. I don't want you to feel bad.
Be like,
but, yeah. I mean, I just like to name drop someone that I know.
Yeah.
And also, it gives me great hope trying to stump somebody. All right, so next week we are watching a hairy man-child who is bored. A pair of sneakers that ruin lives.
Mm-hmm.
And...
No, I think that's good.
That's good. Yeah, that's it. A hairy man-child who is bored. And a pair of sneakers that ruins lives.
Yeah. I think that's cryptic enough.
That is cryptic enough.
Yes.
So let's make like a tree and leaf.
Make like a tree and get out of here.
I don't think that's how it goes. So thank you everybody for listening and I hope you tune in next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Mosquito, we could call the same. You're so sticky. So sticky.